Słuchasz Radio Rampa.
Well, good morning. Dzień dobry, Monika. Very happy to be here and on Rampa Radio. I am originally from Garfield and Hasbrook Heights in Bergen County, New Jersey. That's where I grew up. That's where my father's from. My mother's family is from Connecticut. I'm 100% Polish heritage, which I'm very proud of. All four of my grandparents emigrated to the United States about 110 years ago. I'm a member of the Polish American Congress, the Polish National Alliance, Polish American Council of Texas, and the Austin Polish Society. So I'm involved in a lot of things Polish. And about a year ago, Bishop John W. Janta, the retired bishop of Amarillo, Texas, asked me to help him with the Polish Heritage Center, which is in the process of being built and completed in Panta Maria, Texas. Panta Maria is about 50 miles south of San Antonio in beautiful, beautiful prairie, Texas prairie country. And it is the site of the first and the oldest permanent Polish colony in the United States, dating from 1854. It is listed in the United States Register of Historic Places. It's a beautiful spot. Now, back then, back in 1854, there were about 100 families that emigrated from the Silesia region, Śląsk, and from the Kraków area here to Texas, based on the recommendation and the leadership of Father Leopold Mochigemba, who had been here in the United States for a couple of years. And these families endured a very, very long sea voyage to Galveston, Texas, and then trekked over 200 miles across open country to this site. And it was in the winter. And they arrived on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1854. What a very exciting vigilia, I'm sure that was. The next year, they built Immaculate Conception Parish, the first Polish parish in Texas, and from there grew and spread across the Texas frontier, establishing many, many other communities and many, many other parishes, nine of which are active today.
Now Panta Maria is working to establish, as you said, the Polish Heritage Center. It's going to be amazingly beautiful, but also very vibrant in terms of the plans, goals, and activities. So we would like to hear more about its main mission.
Its mission is, the mission of the Heritage Center is twofold, Monica. One is to pay tribute to our ancestors. That's the number one objective. And the number two, to teach our children and our grandchildren about Polish tradition, culture, language, and everything associated with this great historic site. Those are its major objectives. The building at 16,500 square feet is very big to house all of this history. It will contain many exhibits beginning back in the year 966, when we all know Mieszko and Dobrowa were married and Poland entered the sphere of Western civilization and Catholicism. There's a library, a theater, a genealogy room, archives. There will be temporary and rotating exhibits, a conference room, a concession area. This will be a beautiful destination for American Polonia. The Heritage Center is intended for all of that American Polonia, of which you and I both know is about 10 million strong, and we're the eighth largest ethnic group in the United States. One of the nice things about the center is that it's going to be very high-tech, high-tech audio, high-tech visual displays, and it will be done in three languages, English, Polish, Spanish. And there will also be a children's version of all the exhibits and all the things that we need to tell. It is only about 100 yards away from Immaculate Conception Parish. And it's also very close to the Panta Maria Historical Society, a little museum and shop nearby, and the gravesite of Father Leopold Mochigemba, and a statue of St. John Paul II. So altogether, it is a beautiful, complex of Polish-American history. What a wonderful destination. We're hoping, based on contributions, that this will open in either the third or fourth quarter of 2019. And my job as the Vice President of Development is to help ensure that the funding is available for that. This is a $14 million project, Monica. And to date, we have collected approximately $7.5 million, with about $6.5 million to go. So we're making good progress. While the exterior building shell is complete, we will begin a limited construction on the inside later on this summer and are moving forward in order to meet our goal of opening in 2019. One of the things I would encourage your listeners to do is to visit our website, and that is PolishHeritageCenterTexas.org. It is in the process of being upgraded, but if your listeners can go to that, I think they'll get a very good picture of what the Heritage Center is all about. Inside of it also will be the opportunities for sponsorships for major donations. So if any of your listeners would like to make a donation, small or large, I would encourage them to reach out to me personally at this time. And at my email address, Monica, which is jsobrowski39@gmail.com. And I would be happy to talk about those sponsorship opportunities, donation opportunities, and so on. The Heritage Center is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and I can help any donor, you know, with the tax ID number. We know, because of all the archives inside, that this will be a prime destination for Polish American scholars, researchers, and students. There will be so much there, so much there. So we're very proud of it, and we're looking forward to busloads of tourists from the New York area, from Buffalo, from Michigan, from Milwaukee, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and elsewhere around the United States. So we're making good progress.
We're very happy that you could share this with our listeners, and definitely we encourage everybody to visit the website, the Polish Heritage Center, PannaMaria.org. This should be the most famous place of Polish-American Polonia here in the United States. And thank you so much for inviting our listeners to actually help make this project come true. Słuchasz Radio Rampa.